You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Review Belkin Wemo Mini Smart Plug by Dan Starkey. Technology offers plenty of ways to smartify your home. Some prefer the DIY approach, cobbling together an array of NFC antennae and some Arduino boards to make the coffee maker deliver a fresh hot cup at sunrise, but that's a giant pain in the ass. Why not just use products like Belkin's Wemo line? The networking giant's suite of simple home automation gadgets powers up humdrum devices like power plugs and light switches by adding Wi-Fi capability. Programming Wemo products is as simple as fiddling with an app on your phone. String a few of them together, and you can give your home an automated Internet of Things upgrade for relatively little cost or hassle. The latest product in the line is the Wemo Mini. Plug this $35 smart plug into a regular wall socket, and anything you plug into the Wemo Mini can be switched on or off from the app or programmed to switch on or off at particular times. Belkin offers a couple of older Wemo switches, but they're bulkier. The new Mini takes up only as much vertical space as the socket you plug it into, letting you easily stack one Mini on top of another. Wemo stuff, whether a smart light bulb or a night vision camera, all works essentially the same way. First, you'll need the app for iOS or Android. Then you plug in your device, switch it on, and connect to its own private Wi-Fi network. After that, give it your home network's name and password. Once you've got it running, you can pop into the app to set schedules or use If This Then That, IFTTT, to set up more detailed configurations triggered by external events. Toggle the lights when I tweet or, yes, brew coffee when the sun comes up. If you've got an Amazon Echo or Google Home, you can configure the Mini to respond to your voice. Got a Nest thermostat? It can switch your Mini on and off when you leave or come home. Each of these add-ons offers another layer of convenience in exchange for a little additional front-end work. The first device I connected to my growing smart home system was a tea kettle. I wanted to make sure I could have hot water waiting for me when I got home. Sounds simple enough, right? Well, unfortunately, my usual kettle is already smartish. It boils at several different temps and comes with some other basic settings, all of which I must choose when I turn it on. All the Wemo did was kick up the LEDs on my kettle screen. I dug out an older kettle that merely turns on when you plug it in, then connected that and a heating blanket to an extension cord that hooked into my Wemo Mini. Now, I live in the frozen wastes of Minnesota, so I loved coming home to a preheated blanket and some tea, but I gave up precise temperature control in exchange. The Mini works best as an add-on for dumb machines. A common use for products like these is turning the lights on and off remotely, like a more novel higher-tech clapper. If anything you're plugging into the Mini is even slightly modern-ish, you'll be left wanting. It's a sobering reminder that while IoT products are cheaper and easier to use than ever, we're still in the industry's infancy. It'll be a while before we can have all of our Jetsons-inspired dream home. And that's the core issue with Belkin's Wemo system. It can be a delightful addition to your home, but it's not a universal solution. Even the comparatively cheap Wemo Mini is too expensive to install one in every socket in your house. So, unless you're in the market for a machine that will let you operate your 10-year-old space heater from your phone without getting out of bed, you might have to dig into your imagination to find truly useful applications.
How did you like that last episode? Is there anything we can do to make it better? I'm Raul, and I'm part of the team that brings this spoken edition to you. Help us improve it by sending me your feedback via email to raul@spokenedition.com. Your opinion is very important to us, and we'd love to hear from you.